The Hutton Settlement, situated in the Spokane Valley, has been a home to about 1,500 kids since its doors first opened in 1919. It was founded by Levi Hutton and his wife, May Arkwright, who made their fortune in the mining industry in North Idaho before moving to Spokane. The children's home has been able to continue its care for young people since that time through its own real estate investments. Hutton himself had been an orphan and wanted to create a place that could provide loving care to children in the Spokane area. Executive Director Chud Wendell explains that nowadays the home is not focusing on orphans per se.
Today they're not coming as orphans. Their kids are coming as more of a social orphan, where they might have an estranged relationship, parents that love them but aren't able to care for them, incarceration, drug addiction issues, homelessness issues. And so the way they find us is the state. Some of them, the state is guardian to these kids, and they feel that they're in need of a long-term placement, and Hutton's an option. So it's almost like a big foster home.
The average stay for kids these days is 4 years, but many have stayed on for longer. They attend school in the West Valley School District, but receive training in other areas through four clubs that include woodshop, outdoor adventure, culinary arts, and sustainable farming, which Wendell says is by far the favorite.
On this side over here is our fruit trees, and they're growing. We have berries on the other side of the fruit trees. Up front, we have the herb garden. Then we have raised beds over here. And a little bit of everything from fresh spearmint to corn. We'll have a good pumpkins going, and then everything in between. What's amazing about this is that these kids come broken to us, and we start working on building them back, and the garden is probably one of the key places that really is so therapeutical on what it means to treat and care for and nurture, and then, you know, get to the point of harvesting, and there's a lot in between.
On Friday, there'll be a dedication of a bronze statue of the founder. On Saturday, there'll be a public celebration that will include a reunion of all who've lived at the settlement since its inception. You can find out more online at the Hutton Settlement's website. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.